This is CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7 FM, and you are listening to From the Void with me, Christopher Sharon. good to see In the Void again tonight. So I'm going to continue on with this best of 2023 thing I've been doing for at least another week or two. Like I said at the beginning, I hadn't been tracking too much music this year, consciously, but when I go over all the stuff I liked this year, there's a lot of it. So right off the bat, we're going to go for some hard rock, stoner rock, doom metal kind of stuff. Which just translates to Black Sabbath sounding type stuff. These guys are from Toronto. I think I've played them on the show at least once before, especially when I'm doing stoner rock type stuff. These guys are just sort of almost kind of making it into the mainstream for this kind of music. They've opened for bands like Electric Wizard. Excuse me. Bands like Ghost. And they released their fifth album this year called The Old Ways Remain. And I picked a song off of the album called The Bonfires of Belloc Combe.
That Belloc Combe, yes, we've seen. seen them in their doom. Hands to the fires at Bella Coombe. Yes, we've seen them in their doom.
So I want to keep the stoner rock vibe going for at least one more song, for now. We're going with a band from England. These guys have been around for about a decade, but they've been really making some noise for the last few records in the stoner rock community. This band is called Pigs, Pigs, Pigs, Pigs, Pigs, Pigs, Pigs. And they're ridiculous as their name sounds. They're wonderful. So I'm going to play the title track off their newest record called Land of Sleeper, and the song is called Ultimate Hammer.
I will.
Now, for this next track, I want to go a little weird. This guy kind of exists in the experimental avant-pop electronic sort of thing. Vaporwave. Probably a title you might put on his music, too. His name is Daniel Lapitin, or Lopitin, but he performs under the name, or releases music under the name, Onotrix Point Never. Very strange name, I know. And the music isn't any less strange. He released a new album this year called Again, which to me sounds kind of like a look backwards on his last four or five records and kind of condenses it into a more cohesive, but yet still eclectic offering. Doesn't really offer anything groundbreaking new, but just sort of polishes everything he's kind of achieved up to this point. Now, this song I picked is probably the most approachable track on the record, but it's still weird as hell. So the track's called Memories of Music, and it's off of his record Again.
Thank you.
up next. I want to go with a track off of the sort of, I guess you'd almost call them like a super duo. It's the lead singer from the Deftones, Chino Moreno, and the guitarist from Far, Sean Lopez. And this is their sophomore record, came out this year. It's called Goodnight, God Bless, I Love You, Delete. And I don't know how to kind of label this. It's sort of like electronic industrial pop. Electronic with some experiments going on in there as well. It's incredibly approachable, yet somehow industrial and experimental at the same time. I've been enjoying this record a lot more than anything I've enjoyed from the Deftones for years. Even though Deftones sounds kind of... their sound fits into my record collection a little easier than this might. But this one's turning my crank. Even involves some guest contributions by the one and only Robert Smith. Now, this song doesn't feature Robert Smith, but I just figured I'd mention that because, you know, Robert Smith. So anyway, this song's called Invisible Hand, and the band is just called The Crosses, but in reality, it's not. It's just three crosses lined up next to each other. Whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. Again, Invisible Hand by The Crosses. Off their album, Good Night, God Bless, I Love You, Delete.
Ready or not, we started a game. The rules of humanity. Trip out of your heart, reach out of yourself. Coming closer, time you're moving well.
Yeah!
Up next, I want to play a track that was released this year by a band called Gong. Now, Gong is a band that I hold near and dear in my heart. They're a legendary psychedelic rock band, kind of from everywhere. They're originally kind of morphed in France, even though they were formed by an Australian musician who'd been living in England until just before then. He'd been deported from England, so he went to France and started this band by David Allen, or David Allen, is the guy that started Gong, and he was one of the guys that started Soft Machine. He's one of the original Canterbury musicians. He may be one of the most, if not the most important Canterbury musician. A lot of people probably say it's Robert Wyatt. And Robert Wyatt's great. But I think the influence of David Allen's oddity and weirdness. He's more like Syd Barrett. But Robert Wyatt would be more like Dave Gilmour. I'm trying to compare the two guys, the lead guitar players from Pink Floyd. And I like the oddity that David Allen brought to the table. And he's also the least successful out of all those guys, and continued to play until his death. He died sometime around 2015, 2016 of cancer, and his band continued on without him, with his blessing. He even chose his successor. And they're still doing it. They're still writing great music. It's become more of an institution because there's no original members left. But it represents something special, and the musicians that are doing it are still doing it proper. We're even using artwork and symbols that were originally conceived by David. So this new album is called Unending Ascending, and the track I want to play is called Choose Your Goddess.
Pull me from under relevant torture.
Now that reminded me so much of the Steve Hillage guitar riff driven type gong from like the late 70s. Steve Hillage still plays with a gong, and when Steve Hillage goes on tour, his most recent tour, he recruited these guys to be his backing band. And they're just, again, I can't say enough good things about everybody involved in the gong universe. And they're all just so goddamn weird, I love it. So that was a nice boot stomping psychedelic track. It was heavy, it had bite to it, but also had that ethereal goodness that I love from good psychedelic music. Up next, we're going with a band from Down Under. They're called the Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. They released a new album this year called Franzoli. I played two of the singles off the album last year as they came out because I love the Porn Crumpets. They just keep surprising me and making me smile. Their sound has become mildly predictable, I guess, just because they've released like 8 albums now and they have their sound now. It is always morphing a bit. It's not where it started, but you can still hear the seed. This track is called Hot Heat Wow Hot.
I'm not, it's easy, come easy, go laugh it off. Why should I go to work to realize I'm poor? Sometimes it's easier to live a life without the highs. Then I got nothing to lose anymore. I try to put my feet up then and now. I count all my eggs, even when they're not around. It goes on, it goes on.
Another, we're back into that stoner rock kind of vibe. territory
again.
We're going to go back to Canada. My pals from Montreal, the Grunions. Again, they sent me a record last year that it took a while to get into my hands, and I feel bad that I took so long to feature them on the show, so I'm giving them some extra spots. The music's fantastic. This is the last track off their record. It's the longest track on the record. Probably the spaciest track on the record. The song is called Ophiuchus Spectre. Again, that's off their record Shadowbreaker. Be sure to go to Bandcamp and pick up a copy, maybe even download one.
Thank you.
It's getting to be about that time again. Time to shut her down and go to bed. Man, I've been feeling tired for a little while. Having a baby and working and writing music and doing radio shows and all this stuff. I feel worn out. But it's expected, I imagine. It's a time of year too, right? You got the gray skies going. It's so cold and windy out. And just miserable out. I'm sitting down here in my windowless room, lit by LEDs and fluorescent lights and surrounded by buzzing amps and blinking LEDs on synthesizers. And, you know, it's not terrible, but it can feel like a prison sometimes. Anyway, it's good to see you in the void, as always. To finish the show up, we're going to go with a band from Turkey. They're psychedelic, they're poppy, they're rock and roll, Anatolian rock, I guess they'd call it, Turkish folk a little bit going on in there. They're called Altın Gün, I think is how you pronounce it. When translated to English, it means golden day. And I've been listening to these guys now for about 5 years, I guess. They've been around that long, I think. Maybe around like 7 or 8 years. But I got onto them quick, and every time they drop an album, I listen to it immediately. And this record was no different. Their album is called Ask. And the new track is called Rakia Sun Katman. Kataman. Anyway, it's good to see you in the void. Hopefully see you next week. Love, as always.
İçelim var.